Ready to take your game to the next level? Meet your secret weapon, Full Out Collegiate Recruiting. With Full Out, you'll get the education and guidance you need to navigate the recruiting process like a pro. Don't let uncertainty hold you back. Join the ranks of successful student athletes who have trusted Full Out Collegiate Recruiting to turn their dreams into reality. Visit our website today at www.fulloutrecruit.com to learn more and take the first step towards your future in collegiate sports. Mention Region 5 College Salute Podcast during your free consultation and get a $50 credit when you sign on.
Take a bow. You're the hottest show in town. We're gonna party like it's our 100th show tonight with a special guest. That's right. So just forget about the world tonight, because we're coming at you in time, ink lines. Arkansas got her at a good time. World tours, it's prime. 10 little letters on a big sign. Jordan Weber. First guest, next guest, yes, sir. Because when you were 13, you were our first love. You took the world by storm, won the AM Cup, and we followed you daily. Just couldn't get enough. You had us saying, baby, 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 whoa. She's the next Mary, Mary, Mary. No, she's got us dazing because she was so amazing. Because she's Jordan, 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 oh, Jordan, 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 whoa. Let's welcome her today.
I'm a Region 5-er. We are burning fire in a raging wind. Tell me all you want, everything you think I'm not. I'm about to show you where I've been. Say one, two, ready or not, here I come, coming in hot. I'ma take my body for a spin.
Wow, that was amazing.
Thanks.
You got a longer version because hers don't usually go that long. I was like, how long is this going to go?
Longer one.
No one has ever written a song about me, so that was a first.
I had to take two Justin Bieber songs and put them together.
I loved it.
Our special guest today is a world all-around champion, an Olympic champion, one of the most famous Region 5 alums, and the current head coach of one of the 2024 NCAA Elite Eight teams, the Arkansas Razorbacks. If you don't know who our guest is from that, you really aren't a gym nerd. Jordan Weber, welcome to the College Salute Podcast.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This is so exciting.
Well, as you know, it is our 100th episode. Well, it was our 100th episode. That would have been the conference championship weekend. But like I said, I don't know time zones very well, and we got all messed up. And, you know, your busy schedule leading into regionals and what have you. Understanding, but it would have been our 100th show. So you're our guest for our 100th show. Kim covered your Olympic send-off, as you remember, I'm sure. And that was our first true content on the Region 5 Insider. So you, being our first content, were like, hey, our 100th show, who should we have back? Let's have Jordan back. So we have Jordan. Plus, I don't know if you know this, but you're the inspiration for my daughter's name. My youngest daughter is Jordan, spelled the exact same way you do it. And funny thing is, her nickname is Jory, spelled like Jackard. We spelled Jory like Jackard.
That was my nickname when I was little too.
Oh, look at that. So it's all twist stars.
Yeah, I love it.
Born. So, but
I literally watched you grow up. So
oh, yeah, true story. True story.
This feels really special then. Thanks for having
yes.
me.
So it all comes full circle. But when we do our alumni conversations after each season, we have our alumni on during the off season. We always ask how Region 5 impacted them. From gymnastics, life in general. So how do you think your time as a level 10 and an elite in Region 5 impacted your gymnastics journey to now?
Yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, I'm sure it's the same now, but, you know, back when I was competing in Region 5, it was like Region 5 was the best and we were really competitive and it was such a cool thing to be a part of. I remember we were the crew at JO Nationals that wore the light up sunglasses. I hope they still do that. It was like we were so intimidating, but we were so competitive. And I think the biggest thing I took away from being a part of Region 5 was just like the team aspect. of how they do things in that region. And I loved that. I think it kind of shaped me in a lot of ways. And that's why I'm such a team-oriented person now and probably a college gymnastics coach, because that's just been a big part of my experience starting from, you know, all those Region 5 experiences, even going to the camps every summer and the all-star team and things like that. Is just such fond memories. And I just remember feeling so supported by everybody in the region. And I still do, which is awesome.
So I wrote an article long ago, 2016, about Region 5 athletes that were trying to make or have made Olympic teams. And I had a quote in that article from one of your coaches that stated, Jordan was a true diehard member of Region 5. During a geography class in grade school, the lesson of the day was different regions of the United States, Midwest, Southwest, Northwest. The teacher asked the class which region Michigan was in. Jordan raised her hand to answer. Michigan is in Region 5, along with Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky, she proudly stated. So you clearly are a diehard Region 5.
Yes, yeah. I knew the regions of gymnastics before I knew the regions of the United States. I mean, that's a true story, and I remember it so vividly because I was so embarrassed, but I was so confident. I was like, you know what? Yeah, Region 5, that's what we're in.
I don't think anything's wrong with that. What's wrong with that? USA gymnastics regions are very, very important.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Now, especially now, you know, obviously to your job now, knowing where everyone is and all, but.
So before we jump into your successes and other fun questions we have about you, I just want to know, you grew up in Michigan, obviously we know this, right down the street from MSU. And I remember at one time you did an interview long ago when you were probably 10 years old that you wanted to go to MSU as a youngster. You wanted to do gymnastics for MSU. So that was not your life path, but being a longtime MSU fan, how does it feel? How do you feel about MSU finally winning the Big Ten? I just want to know.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for them. I'm so proud of Mike. I know he's been there for such a long time and has worked so hard to get the program to where it is now. And especially being a head coach now, knowing how hard it is to build a program up and keep it at that level, it's not easy. And so I'm really proud of Mike. He was actually one of my coaches when I was younger and compulsory. And I love what they're doing. They're such a fun team to watch. Oh my gosh. I mean, I love watching Skyla Schulte and just all those girls. You know, it was a bummer for them last night. Just, you know, it's such a hard format in this regionals, but I think they're doing a fantastic job. And I'm such a huge fan still of MSU.
That's fantastic. Did your mom go to that meet? I swear I saw her there. Do you know?
She did. Yeah, she did, because Corey is one of my best friends, and he's also our hype man here at Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
He was the MC for the championship. So she was partially there to support Corey and partially there to watch the gymnastics meet.
That's fantastic. Yeah, he's fantastic. I had a few wonderful moments with him. Yeah, I swear I saw her and I thought I was going crazy, but okay, I'm not going crazy. I did see your mom.
She was there. Yeah.
Good. More about you now. When did you first realize, like, college gymnastics, coaching, this was something that was for you? This is something that you wanted to do, you know, because you always just did gymnastics. You didn't coach, you know, as a side job or anything. So when did you realize, like, I want to do this college gymnastics coaching thing? And also, what made you decide to take the job at Arkansas? Like, were you looking for coaching jobs? Because personally, I thought you were the next in line at UCLA, but that's not what happened.
Well, it kind of all started when I went to UCLA as a student. And obviously at that time, you couldn't be professional in the sport and do college gymnastics. And so that was a tough choice for me to make. But, you know, the one thing that I needed to know if I was going to go pro and continue down that path was that I could still be a part of a college gymnastics program. Because obviously, like, as you said before, it's something that I dreamed about since I was a little kid. And especially at that time, like, I was starting the recruiting process and coaches were coming out to watch me. And I was just obsessed with the whole college gymnastics thing. Like, it was going to be Florida, Alabama, or UCLA for me. So I knew that if I couldn't compete, I still wanted to be a part of the team and have that experience with a program in some way, shape, or form. And at that time, UCLA was my top school on my list. And I had gotten to know Miss Val pretty well. And so I called her and just said, is there any way I could still come and be a part of the team, even though I can't compete? And she said, you know, absolutely, like, you can be a team manager. And at that time, I had no idea what a team manager was or did or anything like that. I was like, all right, cool, sign me up. And it wasn't until I actually got to school and I said, okay, like, what does a team manager do? She's like, okay, they move mats, they chalk the bars, they do the laundry. And she's telling me this list of things. And I was like, okay, awesome. Whatever the team needs. I just wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to be there doing the grind with the team every single day in the team meetings, like learning all those life lessons that Ms. Val was teaching her student athletes through the sport. I wanted to be a part of that in any way that I could. So that's kind of how I got, you know, into the world. But then when I was I was going into my senior year, the volunteer coach at the time was moving on. And so there was a coaching position that opened and Ms. Val had asked me if I wanted to be the volunteer coach for my senior year. And I will say at the time, I didn't want to be a coach. I never thought about coaching. I sort of had this mindset of, well, I've been in the gym my whole life. I don't want to be in the gym for the rest of my life. And that's what I thought. But honestly, I took the opportunity because I thought, okay, I've been a team manager for 3 years. And if I can challenge myself to be in a different role and help the team in this way, like maybe I'll learn something. Maybe I'll, at the time I wanted to be a leadership coach. So I thought, okay, this could be a really cool experience for me. And it wasn't long. It was probably maybe 2 months into being the volunteer coach that I said, okay, this is really a career that I could see myself doing. And I started looking at the whole program from a different perspective, a different lens. I really learned that college gymnastics coaching is so much more than just teaching athletes how to do skills and coaching technique. It is so many different things and it's different every single day. And the coolest part is you really get to develop human beings. And that's what I really loved about what Ms. Val did. And so I spent the next 3 years after that just studying her and learning about all the different pieces that went into being a college coach, from the actual coaching to compliance to recruiting to marketing and all the other things. And then in my third year of being the volunteer coach at UCLA, I got a text message from the athletic director at Arkansas. And he was interested in chatting with me and said they were having a head coaching position that was opening up because their head coach was retiring. And that's just sort of started the conversation with Hunter here. I came out and visited during the last season I was at UCLA and did a couple interviews and honestly just fell in love with the area. I fell in love with the administration. Hunter, our AD, he's still our AD. He is fantastic. He's the best boss I could ever ask for. At the time, our sport administrator, her name was Chris Pohl. She was so awesome and just so supportive. And so, you know, it just felt like the right fit. Being in the SEC was an opportunity that I felt like I could not pass up. And I knew the competitiveness of this conference. I knew this was a program that had so much potential. And I had a potential to make a really big impact. And that's sort of what led me here.
I think the cool thing about your situation is that you started, as you said, as a team manager. So you get to see a lot more of versus someone coming in as a coach, maybe coach club, and they went to college. You get to see what I call like behind the scenes, like the not necessarily the trash part of the job, but like you said, doing towels, doing laundry, like that stuff. You see the walk-ons to the scholarship athletes, and you have to treat them obviously very equally, and that's what your job as team manager, what have you. Do you think that also has helped you in the coaching side because you see everything? You get the whole perspective.
Yeah, I tell anyone who's interested in being a team manager now and who's a part of my program, like it can be a thankless job because you do all of the work that no one wants to do, and you don't get to compete. You don't get to get those scores and all the glory. But to be honest, like I felt like, and a lot of people criticize me, especially the first year. I was pretty fresh off the Olympics and people would come to the UCLA meets and I would be moving the mats and just like chalking things. And it was just kind of strange for people to see like an Olympic gold medalist doing these team manager duties. But my perspective with the whole time was just whatever the team needs me to do to be successful, I will do it. And I truly had like that servant's heart mentality. And I think it was a really good example for a lot of young gymnasts that came to those meets and watched that you're never too good to do any role. But really I kind of got the outsider's perspective as a manager. I got to see, you know, a lot of different gymnasts come through that program and have tremendous success. I got to be in all the individual meetings. I got to be in the team meetings. I just learned so much about the functions of a team and how to lead a team to a national championship. Which we were able to do in 2018. And so I just can't thank you know, Miss Val and everybody who was a part of that program enough for just allowing me the opportunity to learn and soak in and just be a sponge in that program the whole time.
I think that was like the topic of every conversation on every broadcast for every meet for UCLA was the fact that Jordan Weaver, gold medalist, was moving mats. And I think everybody talked about that. It's like, no, like, she's a normal person. She's moving mats. Like, anybody can be the team manager. It doesn't matter.
Cool. Yeah. And I would finish the meet and I would be sore. Like, I had just done a floor routine. Like, it's true. But I just, you know, it was like, whatever you need me to do, I got it. Whatever the team needs.
And that says so much about like who you are and your character. And it was awesome always to see that. And she, like, you know, I used to talk to my girls, we're like, see, she's moving mats. You know, don't run off to the bathroom when we have to move mats. So, when you're out recruiting, what do you specifically look for in a student athlete? What's your main couple things that you're out there looking for besides gymnastics or, you know, about gymnastics, you know, everything?
Yeah. Well, there's obviously just a bunch of things. I think, you know, beyond the gymnastics, obviously there's always a skill set, and especially depending on the year and what scholarships we have open and what we're replacing as far as seniors graduating. There's always different gymnastics factors like that that go into why we look at certain recruits. But more importantly than all of that, for me, it's character. It's, you know, is this somebody that their values align and our coaching style is going to resonate with them? I think a big thing for us is like, our thing is we work really hard. We're incredibly disciplined in the gym and we put in the work, but we also have a lot of fun. Like, we are one of the most fun teams. When you watch us on the floor, like, we're having a blast. But it's not in the absence of the hard work and the discipline. And so I think we have just like the combination of the two best things that allow a team to succeed is that hard work and the fun. And so when we are recruiting, we're looking for people that want both of those things. Like, they are willing to put in the work and they're not afraid to work hard and they want to grind it out and they want to help us get the program to next level, but they also love gymnastics and they love being a part of a team and all the things that come with that. So there's some character pieces there that are just really important to us. And, you know, there's obvious things that every coach looks for, like, are they strong academically and do they make school a priority? I think just character, just being a good person, being grateful. That's a huge value of our program is gratitude. It's something we focus on daily. And especially, so we started this new thing during COVID called Gratitude Tuesday. So every Tuesday we start our practice with some sort of gratitude exercise. And so that, you know, somebody who's going to really resonate with that and go, okay, that's something I want to be a part of. I feel like it speaks to me and in my heart. And we feel like that ends up being a really good fit when all of those values and character pieces align in the recruiting process.
What regionals now is like, and hosting regionals, like what, like it just look, I mean, this weekend, especially this one seemed to be on all four regionals, just intense and like exciting, but intense. Like, just talk a little bit about kind of what that format is and that like has been, and then hosting it for the first time ever at Arkansas.
Yeah. I mean, the format that we have is intense. I keep telling people it was like, it's like a bloodbath. Like, every year when you're at these regionals, especially, I would say, you know, on Saturday, that regional final with us and LSU and Kentucky and Minnesota, like four of the, you know, really, really strong programs, anybody in that meet could have made it to nationals. So it's definitely intense. I think one thing that I love about being at Arkansas and being in the conference that we're in is that I will tell you, every weekend feels that intense in the SEC in the regular season. I mean, you're going to LSU, you're going to Florida, we're going to Bama. Like, the competition is so intense all season. It sort of prepares you for these high pressure moments. And I will say, we were really strategic about our schedule this year. We did a double weekend in Texas with Metroplex on Saturday and then TW on Monday. And that was like the best thing we could have done to prepare our athletes to be ready for this regionals format and to know exactly what it's going to feel like to do two meets in one weekend, and to be able to just feel normal and feel prepared, like 100% prepared. I mean, obviously any athlete can get themselves up on a day two of regionals, but to not only get yourself up, but feel like, okay, I've been here. We've been better on day two so far this season, and to really feel ready for it, I think that benefited our team a lot. I mean, hosting was so fun. I just can't say enough great things about our staff here and being able to pull that together and all of the work that goes into it. I mean, it's months and months and months of preparation, putting a regional together. So our staff was just fantastic and so amazing. It ran so smoothly, but it just felt good. I mean, being at home, you're on your own equipment. Obviously it feels a little different because there's no Arkansas branding and themes and things like that are usual. But, I think our team just felt really comfortable and really at home having a lot of their own fans in there. So overall it was just a really fun experience, and then to make nationals and top it off with that cherry was just incredible. I'm just so happy for our program and our student athletes.
I know in your interview after regionals, you had said that, you told the kids that you didn't want to make that moment, any moment, pretty, making it too big, like making a moment too big. Well, I think that moment was pretty big. I mean, making, like winning or qualifying, advancing to nationals, especially in that session. But going back to the preliminary round or the semifinal round, sorry, not preliminary round, semifinal day one, what was it like to have Alyssa Alashari rotate with you guys? I mean, that's got to be cool because she was really young when you were, you know, kind of getting into the Olympic game, world championship time.
Yeah, no, I hadn't seen her since she was just a little nugget at TwinStars. So it was so cool to see her. I told the girls, I tell them every time, like, when we have individuals rotating with our team, like, make them feel like they are part of our family and part of our group as much as you can, because they don't have their team there. And our team does a really good job of that. They just adored Alyssa and Kira, both from Northern Illinois. But seeing Alyssa is just so cool because she's all grown up now and she's graduating. She's a senior. And it was just fun to be able to have that, like, connection from Michigan on day one.
Well, I feel like you've really kind of changed the culture there at Arkansas with fans and people coming to the meets. Like, I remember when you first got there, you went to the sororities and the fraternities and, you know, told them about your program, told them who you were. And so it seems like you're doing a lot around, you know, the campus community, the Fayetteville community, and they're responding to you and your program and your staff. How has it been kind of doing that, changing, you know, the community, changing the program a little bit and getting out there in the campus? And, you know, how do you decide what you're going to do, or do you have different themes and stuff?
Well, it's been an incredible journey figuring out, like, the marketing and the promotions of the program. We have an incredible marketing staff. I'm very heavily involved in all of it. And so our marketing director, his name is Elvis. And so him and I work really closely. I mean, we sit down and we talk about themes. We talk about ways I can get out in the community. We talk about what is the fan experience. Every little possible detail, when you watch it on TV or you're there in person, you can see, like, I am involved in, and I'm making sure it's dialed in to the best of my ability. And initially, I think, you know, my first year, I was very aware, like, Jordan Weaver was a name, and I was going to try to use my name to get as many people in the stands as I could. And I think once people got there and they saw it and they fell in love with our team, and they've continued to fall in love with our team every single year, that's been really cool to watch that grow and build. And then I feel like it's my job to create the best possible fan experience. I mean, we really do a lot of different things than other schools do to make it truly an experience, not just a sporting event, but it's an event that you're going to go and you can bring your grandparents, you can bring your kids, you can bring college students, you can bring someone of any age, and they're guaranteed to have a good time because we've got a DJ, we've got Corey, and we've got fan engagement, face, like everything that you can think of. There's something for everyone. And so that's been a good challenge for me every year to say, okay, how can I step up our game this year? What different themes, what is going to be impactful for not just our fans here that come, but for people watching, for student athletes. We've been able to do some really impactful themes. We've done a few equality nights. We've done women. We did the first ever women's empowerment themed meet a few years ago. So it's just been so cool to brainstorm and figure out how do we use our platform here to do something that's about something bigger than gymnastics. That's really the way I see it. And then build our fan base. It's just been an amazing journey these past five seasons.
The dynamic between you, Chris, and Kyla, it's funny because I see you and Kyla a little more serious, a little more focused. I mean, I could be completely wrong. I mean, I know you've been at that as well, obviously, but that staff seems like it just meshes very, very well.
Yeah, we do.
How have you made that work? Because obviously that's different personalities and different ways and styles too.
Yeah, no, I am like the luckiest person to have the staff that I have, I think. I'm obviously biased, but I could not have handpicked better human beings to help me coach this program. I mean, Chris Brooks, I said it before, he's an incredible technician. He knows more about this sport than anyone I've ever met in my entire life. But he's also just incredibly emotionally intelligent and really great at communicating with the student athletes. Like if they have got something on their minds, the first person they're most comfortable talking to is Chris, which is not typical for a male assistant coach. But the girls are so comfortable with him. And he's really, really smart when it comes to strength and conditioning. He basically formats all of the other conditioning that we do outside of the events. He does a great job of that. I think we've done a good job of preventing injuries over the last few years. And then, so he is the fun guy that everybody perceives him to be. He's like that, not just in the meets, but every single day. I tell our recruits that, like, what you see on TV is what you're going to get every day, which I think is great. He's just consistent.
Keep him off tumble track. He's going to get hurt. Just keep him off tumble track.
I can't. Keep him off.
He's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
He's getting old. He's getting older. His body's not going to happen. I love when he does post gymnastics videos. Yeah. It's so much fun.
Yeah. But. And then Kyla is like the most positive person I know. Like she's never in a bad mood. She's so supportive. But she's really smart technically as well. I've put Kyla on any event and she can coach her booty off. So she's just a joy to have. And then, you know, I tend to be the one that brings the intensity a little bit more, which I think is good. That's what's natural to me. But I'm also incredibly empathetic. And, you know, I have a lot of just one-on-ones with my student athletes. That's one of my favorite things is just being able to mentor them and counsel them on a one-on-one basis. So I am an intense person, but they know what to expect from all of us. And I think that's great. And we balance each other out really well.
Yeah. Not to mention the Olympian tie there. I mean, all of you are Olympians. I mean, who has a staff like that? Certainly not many. You're in your fifth year. Mm-hmm. And as you are well aware, you've had 5 Region 5 alums on your team. Mm-hmm. Yep. I want you to go through and just give me something that stands out about each of them that you remember and or something that may have impacted you as a person, as a coach, what have you. We'll start with one of my favorites, especially on bars, Jillian Roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I loved watching her bars. She's from Perfection Gymnastics. Tell me a little bit. She only competed 1 year for the Razorbacks. Tell me a little bit about what you learned from Jillian.
Yeah, I mean, she was one of the first of the freshman classes that we had. I think that's maybe the second. And so, you know, in those early years, I'm just learning a ton as a coach. Jillian was awesome to work with. She's really quiet. She's not very outgoing. So a lot of it was just trying to peel back layers of the onion with Jillian. But she is just so incredibly talented on bars, especially. I think, you know, when you think about Enrique and his just ability to teach bars. I mean, you could see that in Jillian. So she was a joy to have on the team. Unfortunately, she medically retired, but she still goes to school at Arkansas and we see her every now and then around campus.
That's cool. One athlete that was kind of off the radar, especially here in Illinois, because she did a lot of high school gymnastics. She competed for her high school and we didn't see her very much until kind of the end of the season. And then it wasn't until about her junior or senior year she really started breaking out. And that would be Madison Hickey from Energym. Madison came with she wasn't even really recruited by a coach within her own city, you know, NIU. But she goes to Arkansas and she is in every floor lineup pretty much her entire year, our entire 4 years almost, and in some vault. Talk a little bit about what Madison meant to the program.
One of my favorite athletes I've coached here at Arkansas so far. You said it. She came in with she was a little rough around the edges as far as skills go. She didn't have a lot, but she just worked so hard and just put her head down. She's like one of the most positive, just consistent, good attitude athletes like I've ever had come through this program. Just listened. And I think it was her sophomore year. It was either her sophomore or junior year. She was competing floor and she consistently, she would train so great, you put her in the lineup. And then on her last pass, she just would open up early and land short, just again and again. And finally, I pulled her aside. I'm like, hey, like, what do you think? You know, what do you think is holding you back from competing, you know, your routine, the way you practice it? And she just, you know, she was very honest. She just said, I am not confident in my routine. And so we talked about it. We broke it down and we figured out ways that she could be more confident. And she just flipped a switch and she was 985 to 99 range every single meet, I swear, of her senior year. I couldn't have been more proud of her. It's just culturally, she was so great for the program. Just worked her butt off. What a great example. And she was like my leader on floor. Like I knew if I put her first on floor, she was going to set the tone for the conditioning set that day. She was going to set the tone for the assignment, whatever it was. She made it look like no big deal. So I could go on and on, but so many great things to say about Maddie Hickey.
No, that's definitely a success story because definitely, you know, change. But one of my favorite characters in Region 5 is definitely Kiara Gafania. Uh-huh. And, you know, I've always enjoyed just talking to Kiara, and you know, a lot of times we've been in JPAC and whatever. She's from JPAC. Tell me a little bit. She was regular on beam, did some bars, did some floor in and out there. What was Kiara like for the team?
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about character? She defines just incredible character. She's getting her master's at Arkansas right now in counseling, and she's also a GA over in our Student Athlete Success Center for academics. She's around a lot, and I'm so glad that she is, because she's an amazing human being. Obviously did great things for us competitively on every event, depending on the year. Her freshman year, she competed in the all around quite a bit. And then towards the end, it was pretty much just bars and beam. But her last year, she was on our leadership team that we put together for our group. And she's a great leader. She just was not afraid to be honest, but respectful in all of her conversations with her teammates. She was willing to hold people accountable. She helped us really start massively shifting the culture to what it is now. And I'm just so grateful to her for that. And I'm so glad she comes by a lot. Like there was a moment at the meet when we made nationals, the team's on the corral, and you just hear this little voice like, way to go, Jim Max. And you look up and there's Kiara. I mean, she just still, the team loves her. She's still heavily involved.
Another athlete that I know really, really well because she grew up here in Illinois and has had to unfortunately retire from the sport this particular year. One of the only, I mean, very few athletes get 10s in club. She was able to achieve one, and that would be Mackenzie Sedlicek. Very good vaulter. I know she was in the vault lineup a lot. Balance beam. She used to be very good on bars. I mean, she was good on bars, but I know she didn't do very much in college. She did some floor. Another one is a character and just a very hard worker. I know she was at IGI, Midwest Elite here in Illinois. What about Mackenzie?
Yeah. So it took me a while to figure out how to say her last name. It's Sedlacek. So it's a tricky one. Just nothing but positive things to say about Mackie. She's one of the most talented athletes that has come through this program. As far as like every event, she just had so many incredible skills and potential for sure. Unfortunately, she struggled with a lot of injuries, her back being the main one, but was a rock for us on vault. You know, she was one of the very first, she was probably the second or third of our program to compete a 1.5 consistently and do that at a pretty high level. So just really proud of Mackie. She had a great career, and I know she's going to be successful at whatever she does. And same as the other ones, she's still around. She's still in school here, and I just adore her.
And then, of course, the last one would be the one that currently competes for you and is doing a heck of a job. I mean, competing, she started off like one event. She's built into three events. Gorgeous year, Chinkle 1.5. Beautiful floor and balance beam, Haley Klein. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as a freshman, it's very hard to come in, especially at a program that, you know, has a lot of upperclassmen and you have to fight for lineups. Being in three lineups, talk a little bit about kind of what Haley's meant to your program this year.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. She's one of the most impressive freshmen, I think, ever. She works hard, so hard, probably the hardest out of anyone on our team. She's really competitive. She wants to compete a lot. And she's just made a huge impact so far. I think initially. So she was out for the summer with a back injury. And so got a little late start, especially with her vault. You know, we weren't really sure if it was going to be ready for this season. But right around December, she started picking it up and that vault got competition ready. And so we started putting her in. And then, you know, Beam was always kind of like, we knew she had that ability on Beam that you look for in for your Beam lineup, but we could never figure out her dismount. She didn't know how to spot the ground on her 1.5. And so she would always either take a big step back or a big step forward and couldn't figure out how to spot the ground. But it was just one day she's like, okay, I'm just going to figure out how to spot the ground. And so we took her through about a million different drills and she figured it out and got consistent with her dismount, made her way into the Beam lineup. Chris would kill me if I didn't mention this, but she is making her way on bars as well. So he's like convinced she's going to be in the all around next year. She's improved so much on that event. Her lines are gorgeous. She learned a bar dismount, a double layout. And so, just so impressed with Haley so far. I think she's going to continue to have an incredible career at Arkansas.
But we've gone through all these great Region 5 alums that are at your program now, but I want to go back to like your first day on the job. Like you obviously are one of the youngest head coaches. And when you took the job, you're probably the youngest head college coach. So what was like day one, year one, like being such a young head coach of your very own program, like day one at the helm? Like, did you just sit in the gym like day one and just take a deep breath, look around and just be like, damn, like this is mine. Like I would have sat there with the lights off and just been like, Okay. Survey the landscape. Like, do you have a balcony? Obviously you're in your office. Like, do you have a balcony? Can you like look out and survey your landscape? Like I would have. What did you do, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, at that time there was just a lot that I didn't know about being a head coach. There was a lot I knew, but there's a lot that you just don't know until you've done it. And I was very honest with the people that hired me in the interview process that, look, there's a lot. I've never even been an assistant coach. I was a volunteer assistant for 3 years. And so, but I was very honest in saying I don't know everything, but I am confident that whatever I don't know how to do, I can figure it out. And I can do that through my work ethic. I can do that through utilizing my resources. And so I went in with that perspective, that mindset, so that I didn't get too overwhelmed with all of the, okay, what next? I just sort of had my list and I said, okay, my number one first day of the job, I'm going to schedule meetings with every single athlete. I'm just going to talk to them. I'm going to get to know them. I'm going to learn about them. I'm going to figure out where they are mentally, physically, emotionally. And that was my first priority. You know, and second after that was building my staff. It was just me at the time and I had to figure out who I was going to surround myself with, because I think that's one of the most important jobs of a head coach is to find people that are good at the things that you're not good at and can compliment you in those ways. And so obviously I knew right away that I was going to hire Chris and he was going to be one of my assistants. But even beyond that, assistant coaches, director of operations, things like that, I really had to figure out my staff. I had to get to know the external support staff, our psychologist, our dietitian, our athletic trainer. There was just so much to do. But I just made a list and I just started taking it one thing at a time, making sure that my priorities were really straight with student athletes were number one, figuring out all those pieces, calling the recruits, making sure I got acquainted with the alumni and our parents and things like that. And then it was just a lot. There was a lot to do that first day, that first week, the first month, whatever it was. It was a lot, but I tried not to get overwhelmed and just take it one thing at a time.
I just say, what would you say now after getting through all of that, getting through your list, getting through your first couple of years, what would you say is your number one moment that stands out to you so far as being a young head coach? Other than maybe this past weekend, making it to nationals. Before that, what was like your top moment that you'll remember always?
I think this season has been one of the most rewarding competitively, I will say. But there, you know, each year we've continued to break the program record and then break the program record the next year and break the program record the next year. So I think those kind of like those markers of success, those always feel really good because they're indicators that, hey, we're moving things in the right direction. I don't know. I don't know if there's one singular moment that I can tell you. I will say that at the end of the year when we, you know, we have our meetings with our graduating seniors and just hearing the things that they say and the feedback and just seeing them be ready for life after college and knowing that we got to be a part of that. We got to help guide them to be ready to do that. That's really rewarding for me as a head coach because, you know, beyond the gymnastics, I just want to make sure I am impacting their lives and I'm a person that they can lean on, you know, even after they leave and that they can say, hey, I learned something from this coaching staff and I'm going to use it in my life after gymnastics.